Friday, November 28th, 2014. Dublin's 98 FM. Vicar Street in the heart of the city. Get ready, Dublin, for a first in Irish radio. A once-in-a-lifetime event. Unless we do it again next year. A broadcasting spectacular no one is prepared for, especially Ray and JP. The music, the news, the sport and travel, the commercials. Everything you hear for the next 2 hours is 100% live. Even my voice. Right now, everything is live. This is the Ray Foley Show Naked Breakfast, live from Vicar Street on Dublin's 98 FM. And now, your host for the morning, Ray Foley and JP.
Yay! You came! Thank you so much!
You beautiful people!
You beautiful, beautiful people! Thank you for coming. Welcome, one and all, to 98 FM's Naked Breakfast! Yeah! Key West, everybody, aren't they amazing?
Hey, boys, thank you so much for wearing clothes. We really appreciate it. A number of our audience don't, but the lads delighted you wore clothes. Dave Fox, everybody, our American voiceover.
Live, 98 FM.
We had to take him out last night and get him hammered so he'd sound like that. I swear to God, he was in the smoking area all night. Dave Fox, you legend, thank you so much. The Coronas are here, everybody. Can you believe it? Boys, what's the story?
Not too bad, how are you?
Look at your man, just out of bed. How are you? Is he all right?
We're not used to this. How do you do it?
I have no idea. I don't. Just look at the numbers. I don't. You're good, though. You're in good form?
We're in great form. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for genuinely. Yeah, number one album this week, folks. The Coronas. Sensation. We can't believe we got you. We just genuinely can't. Have you had a cup of coffee or are you all sorted for everything? You're sorted, grand. Okay. Audience, thank you all so much for coming. Give yourselves a round of applause. Legends.
Just several hundred of our closest personal friends.
Just 700 of our closest personal friends. Except your one there, down there at the back.
Oh, she's here.
She's here from last night.
Isn't that Jeremy Dixon's stalker?
That's her. There she is, yeah. You weird lady. What is wrong with you? Should have gone to Specsavers. Actually, let's not mention Specsavers because they're not in the ads this morning.
No, they're not.
The ads are live this morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Naked Breakfast Players. We'll be having some live ads for you. And if we've got everything you hear. Let's just explain it for everyone. For everyone listening at home, we are live on 98 FM. Right now, so everyone's listening in their cars, they're on the way to work, they're listening in their kitchens, doing their normal Friday morning routine, and we are here. Every single thing we do here this morning until 10 o'clock is absolutely live. As Adele, where is Adele actually? Is she here?
There she is, down there. Tiny Adele.
Oh, there she is. My God, what happened to your legs? As Adele was explaining earlier, we have no safety switch. We have no idea what we'll do if something goes wrong. So fingers crossed, we're in the hands of all these capable professionals, so we're going to be absolutely fine. Folks, if you're ready, JP, you ready?
No, are you? There's only about an hour 50 minutes left, so we'll be fine.
My God, I've been waffling for ages now. In that case, we better take a song. Boys, if you guys are ready, let's get our first song of the morning then from The Coronas!
Do you remember when we used to talk for hours, we put the days away?
Part of our commitment, when we said we were going to take you all along to see everything live, was that you'd get to see the ads being done live as well. So, I'll do my usual DJ shtick. It's 16 minutes past 8 on Dublin's 98 FM. Another tune from the Coronas just ahead. Now, let's take a quick break.
Everything is live, including these commercials. This is the Ray Foley Show Naked Breakfast on Dublin's 98 FM.
Meet Keane. Keane lived a pretty ordinary life. Things were grand, but it was all a bit bleh.
Aww.
Until one day, Keane decided to unlock the best bits in life with Club Orange. Since that moment, Keane's life has changed.
Yay!
Because Club is the best tasting soft drink, Keane suddenly found himself surrounded by the best bits in life. He started to make new friends.
Hey, Keane.
He became really popular on Facebook and Twitter.
Like?
Share.
I think I'll retweet that.
And is now the ultimate lad. Keane, we salute you.
Unlock the best bits in life with Club.
Let's do the slang one. Teach me some.
I was going to say, Edley Buzz. Well, you must have something that you've learned. Like you were in Doyle's last night. Did anyone?
Mad out of it.
Mad out of it.
Mad out of it.
Deadly Buzz.
Deadly Buzz.
Deadly Buzz.
What's the crack?
Sorry.
What's the story? To just deadly.
Deadly in general, yeah. Sorry, bud.
All right.
I'll do it for us one more time.
All right.
All right.
Can you do this? Is 98 FM. This is Ed Sheeran on 98 FM in a Dublin accent.
Yeah.
No, because it will sound terrible. I can just say, all right. And it was me and you and him and her and them. I don't even know them, but they were all there. And they were all mad out of it.
A store full of perfect gifts, a station full of prizes. There's crackers to be pulled, and they're full of surprises. A wonderful world awaits. Christmas at Arnott's, coming soon to 98 FM.
Laura, how are you? I'm so nervous for you. How are you feeling? Are you all right?
Nervous.
Nervous. Where are you from?
Clondalkin.
Right. And do you want to say hello to anyone this morning?
No.
Right, okay. And do you have any plans for today? What are you doing for Friday?
I'm going to work.
Right, okay. Well, will you be going to work if you win €5,000? You might be calling in sick.
No,
you'll still go in.
Well,
they're probably listening now, so you probably have to go in anyway. Laura, we've got €5,000 for you. We've got 60 seconds on the clock and 10 questions. Give me 10 right answers. The money's yours. I desperately want a winner before 9:30 because I'd like to get the mix on at 9:30. However, if we don't, we play on. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Good luck. Your time starts now.
Here we go.
What car manufacturer makes the Polo and the Golf models?
Volkswagen.
Joey Tribbiani was a character in which long-running...
Friends.
In the story of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what were hidden inside Willy Wonka's chocolate bars?
Golden tickets.
Which Irish presenter hosted MTV News for the last 7 years?
Laura Whitmore.
What creature appears on the flag of Wales?
Dragon.
What chocolate is traditionally used in a 99 ice cream cone?
A flake.
County Offaly is situated in which Irish province?
Leinster.
You're right. How many daughters does US President Barack Obama have?
Two.
Which screenwriter and author wrote the book The Commitments?
Roddy Doyle.
That's 9 out of 9. For €5,000, what colour is the letter F in the Facebook logo? Come on, the colour of the F in the Facebook.
Orange.
Correct answer is white. Oh my God, Laura.
Bad luck.
I'm about to have a heart attack here. Give her a round of applause, will you? Oh my God, I feel awful. All I've got for you is a smoke mug and a few cake bars from Broderick's Brothers. I'm really sorry.
I'm looking right at it.
You're looking. Where is it? There it is.
On the sign.
Laura, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for playing.
It's about your man who smiles every morning. And that taxi driver.
How's it going?
Who never stops talking. It's about the best place to work. And the best place to go after work. It's where to head for a good cappuccino. And that cool bus driver you met in Marino. 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards with Costcutter is here. And we want you to nominate your favourite things in our city.
We're celebrating everything great about Dublin and need your help. Log on to 98fm.com and check out our list of categories.
It's your Dublin, your station, your vote.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2015. With Costcutter. Proud to be local.
98FM.
Next we move on to the awards for Best Barber and Best Hairdresser. Now, the people that we have to present this award are absolutely infamous for their hair. They're known all over the world for their hair. Will you please give a big, big 98FM welcome to Jedward!
Hey everybody, we're so excited to be here for 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards. Congratulations to all the winners so far, but it's now time for we have an award to announce. So the award is for...
Wait, John.
What?
It's for Best Barber and Best Hairdresser.
That means...
What are you on about, okay? As everyone knows, hair is very important and it's very close to our heart because of our hair. But who cares, okay? But we actually do care. We care so much, okay? But anyway, everyone, the next award is for Best Hairdresser.
Yes.
And Best Hair Salon.
Yeah, Miley
Cyrus.
And
the nominees are... Where's the video?
Behind you.
Hair Lock Clondalkin.
Hair Lock.
Pose and Pout Blanchardstown. K2 Hair Cabra.
Yeah!
The Barber Rooms College Green.
Woo!
Vogue Barbershop Shankill.
And the winner is... Are you excited? Is everyone excited? Yeah! Do I know the winner is? It's Pose and Pout Blanchardstown. Congratulations, Pose and Pout. Congratulations.
Cindy O'Mara, the owner of Pose and Pout, is here to collect the award.
Best
with over 20 years experience in hair and makeup, Pose and Pout cater for men and women of all occasions, and they won this award by just 6%. So it was very, very, it was a close shave. No, okay.
Nerves. Just thanks to everything you vote for, so I'm going to cry. I'm delighted. Thanks to everybody who voted. And to all who voted so good. I'm delighted. Thanks, everyone.
Here to award the best dub of 2014 is Councillor Mannix Flynn, representing the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Christy Burke. Please give him a big round of applause.
I think it's very important to honour individuals. It's very important to recognise the greatness of this city, and it's very important to recognise the great achievements of the people of this city. The people who hear the people of this city are the people who do the radio of the city. And it's very important to have radio in a city because radio is the voice of the city. And 98FM are an exceptional station, and they deliver an exceptional service to a great, 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 great city. So here we are gathered for this last and final award for the outstanding individual that has been chosen for this particular honour. There are many great, great people in Dublin. And when you honour one, you honour all. Because I think that Dublin is a great place. I love to serve Dublin and I love to serve its people. It's important to note that the church you're in at the moment was one of the first theatres in the city. It's also very important that the bell that's on the roof of this particular church was the first bell that was ever rung out after Catholic emancipation, and it's still in existence today. So there's history for you.
So, if you're wondering what kind of week we've just had at 98FM, allow us to recap. Ray Foley gave away another €5,000 on our Free Money Minute. We boarded CityJet Flight 98, filled it up with 98FM listeners, and flew it to London, taking everyone to see the script live, VIP style.
Hi, we're the script.
Meanwhile, back here in Dublin, we covered the city, handing out hundreds of €5 notes. Then, Adrian and Jeremy announced how one of those fivers was worth $5,000. Yeah, it's been quite a week. Be with 98FM's Dublin Talks this Monday morning from 10.
Let's go!
As we announce the serial number for our next $5,000 fiver. The station giving away the most cash in the city. Dublin's best music mix, 98FM.
When I mean she sobbed and begged, and if you'd have seen the pain, do you know what really gets me? Is that if I allowed a pet to go in that pain, I'd be done for cruelty.
Yes, you most likely would. Yeah.
My sister begged, sobbed, you know, tried to discuss it with us in every way, shape or form, the pain she was going through and how she couldn't take it anymore. Her body was just so broken.
Now, you obviously weren't in a position to help her. The law doesn't allow you to help her. I don't know if you actually did help her.
Well, put it this way, Adrian, if there was a button there, I'd have pressed it.
You'd have pressed it for her.
Yes, because I loved her that much.
And she wanted out.
She wanted out on more than one occasion. On more than one occation.
And she
begged to die.
And she was of sound mind enough to be pleading with you.
And you know what? sound mind, Adrian. And the ironic part is that the medicine, the morphine, ends up slowly killing them in anyway.
Yes,
I don't know why they do this. Should I have just done what animals do, clonk them over the head and said, you're not going to survive the world, and leave them there because that's what nature tells me to, what it tells the other animals, kingdom, to react Adrian. Like that.
Yeah, I think in life...
No way. My son fought and he wanted life. My sister wanted death in her way, in a respectful way, with her family around her. How dare anybody tell her that she can't do that? How dare they?
And can I ask you, Natasha, what did happen in the end?
She had an awful agonising death. That's what she had. She had pain, unbelievable pain. I can only imagine the pain. And how dare anybody who has not went through cancer and suffered like my sister and their families to stand back and watch them beg to die.
Leinster against Glasgow, a huge, huge game for Matt O'Connor's Blues at the RDS. Let's go live to Stephen Doyle at the RDS. And Stephen, I think we've got a thrilling comeback from the home team.
Wow, what a comeback, Johnny. This game is turning big time. Jody Murphy has just scored try number 3 for the Blues after Glasgow reduced to 14 men when scrum half Nico Matawalu was sin bin for Elwyn Keane-Healy. A big decision there because he's been fantastic for Glasgow. Ian Madigan's conversion has closed the gap to just 3 points. Some of the big guns were wheeled on at half time and it didn't take long for Leinster to blast a hole through the Glasgow Warriors. Keane-Healy, one of those men coming on, and he was the one elbowed by that scrum half. Sub fullback Glenn Bryce tried to clear the ball with a hoof of a kick in the first minute of the second half, but Isaac Boss, who came on for Owen Redden, blocked it fantastically and followed it past the line to ground the ball. Madigan again converted. It was desperately needed as the home time team were a rabble in the first half, and they're certainly not in the second half. I think watching Madigan break and he's offloaded there, and I'm afraid that attack is going to be stopped, but they were a rabble in the first half, it has to be said. Glasgow ended up with 3 tries, the second 2 scored by Richie Vernon and Mark Finley in the centre, and as you can hear, Johnny, just got try number 4, and it looks like, I think it is, Isaac Boss with his second try of the game. Unbelievable stuff here from Leinster, Johnny, trailing by 20 points at half time with 56 minutes on the clock now. It's Leinster 29 points, Glasgow 27. For 98FM Sport, live at the RDS, I'm Stephen Doyle.
Oh, I could listen to that all night. Fantastic stuff. Don't you love a live score? It makes everything worthwhile.
50 Shades of Grey, not actually the biggest film out this Valentine's weekend.
Really?
I'll have you know.
He's got his... They've made his own spin-off!
There is another film out with a remarkably similar title.
What?
And you might be surprised by the guy who plays the lead role. The film's called 50 Shades of Gay.
The movie event of the year. 50 Shades of Gay. It's Uncle Gaybo as you've never seen him before. And never want to see him again.
Jesus.
The Wild Nights.
Staying up from 10 o'clock in the night, pumping the flesh.
I got a minute.
What?
Did you get these clips from his God show?
The Meaning of Life? Maybe. Maybe.
So this is a gay burn S&M movie.
Yeah.
Called 50 Shades of Gay, with clips from his the Meaning of Life show.
Let me tell you, it's saucy stuff.
How many of these shows did you watch in order to get these bits?
Just 3, but what a great 3 shows, right?
Oh, it's okay. This is 50 Shades of Gay.
50 Shades of Gay. It's Uncle Gaybo as you've never seen him before. And never want to see him again.
Jesus.
The Wild Nights.
Staying up from 10 o'clock in the night, pumping the flesh.
The infamous all-night parties.
Gay people, straight people, cellmates.
You won't believe your eyeballs.
Dodgy sort of existence.
Anything goes when you're gay.
Love.
Burn.
Sweat.
Men.
Pain.
Women.
Pleasure.
He mustn't get a wink of sleep.
I'm surprised that I'm still alive.
The startling confessions.
I've seen a photograph of your unit, and a very impressive unit it is and was.
It's the one gay film you can't afford to miss. This Valentine's Day, roses may be red, violets may be blue. But love comes in 50 shades of gay.
So I asked you to WhatsApp the traffic in 087-798-9898. I don't have to read everything. This is all. These are the messages I've just received.
Heavy traffic, not lying, going over the M50 flyover to Fairhouse. Both directions very bad. Traffic not moving. Cormac and Sonia.
traffic is absolutely crazy up by the bypass in Talla as Shamrock Rovers are playing St. Patrick's Athletic tonight.
Traffic is very bad on the M50 southbound at Junction 10 due to collision. Big shout out to all the lads in Swords enjoying themselves. All the best, guys.
First of all, Dara, I'd like to thank you for playing my audio blast over the radio waves. Nice return of the Mac there. Second of all, I'm on the M50 between Inchicore, Clondalkin slip off, and Lucan, and it's not moving. So, to summarise, don't go on the M50.
Live from the Dublin News.
At 6, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. Good evening. Graham Dwyer has been found guilty of murdering Elaine O'Hara. The Fox Rock architect closed his eyes and shook his head after the jurors all agreed that he stabbed the childcare worker to death at Killikee Mountain. 90LFM's crime correspondent Frank Graney reports.
Reporters, lawyers, Gardaí and members of the public dashed to Court 13 just before 3:30 this afternoon as news filtered through the building that a verdict was on the way. All eyes were on the flickering green egg exit light above the door that separates the jurors from the courtroom. The 7 men and 5 women walked through that door 9 minutes later, and the guilty verdict was delivered just moments afterwards. Nobody made a sound. The accused sat in the dock shaking his head while Elaine O'Hara's family embraced and wept as their nightmare finally came to some sort of a conclusion. Graham Dwyer was arrested in October 2013, a month after a dog walker stumbled upon Elaine O'Hara's remains, and a full year after he lured her up the Dublin Mountains to her death. Elaine suffered from depression and had promised to let Dwyer kill her if she ever wanted to die by suicide, a promise she took back on several occasions in the lead up to her death. She was last seen at Shangana Park near Shankill on August 22, 2012. The jury was asked to consider whether Dwyer arranged to meet her there before taking her up to the Dublin Mountains to stab her to death for his own sexual gratification. And after examining several exhibits, including knives found at his workplace and in the Vartry Reservoir in Wicklow, combined with all the circumstantial evidence heaped against the accused during a trial that lasted over 40 days, the jurors were satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt that he alone was Elaine O'Hara's killer. Mr. Justice Tony Hunt thanked the jurors for their work and excused them from duty for 30 years. Mr. Dwyer will be handed the mandatory life sentence when he appears in court again next month. 90LFM, first for Dublin News.
98FM.
Made of Dublin.
Hi, my name is Carrie from Thingless, and my favourite place in Dublin has to be Grafton Street at Christmas because it's so beautiful, yeah.
My name's Dermot, Balance here.
Best thing about Dublin?
The people. They're deadly. People are good, they're caring, they're kind. They help each other. You give a Dublin person a good smile and a wink and say hello and they'll give it tenfold back.
One city, one station.
98FM.
Made of Dublin.
From traditional African music to hip-hop to Brazilian samba, the landscape of Irish music has certainly changed a lot over the last few years. Ireland is nowadays a diverse, multicultural place with over 750,000 citizens coming from a non-traditional background. That's the population of Galway and Cork combined. Our new citizens have brought with them some exciting genres of music that Irish fans are being introduced to, but are they represented in the mainstream media? And if not, why not? Sit back and listen to these pieces of music and see if you can guess what nationalities they belong to.
Don't think too much into this.
You're on 98FM's Hot Mix. Andy Clark here. Now straight to the Dublin News Centre for breaking news. Here's Brendan O'Loughlin.
Thanks, Andy. Good evening. It's 7 o'clock. Ireland has become the first country in the world to vote for same-sex marriage. Support is overwhelming, with every single constituency, bar just one, saying yes. The official announcement's just been made at Dublin Castle, where we can now cross live to our reporter Frank Graney.
Well, Brendan, history has been made. The Yes campaigners had plenty to cheer about from the moment the first votes were spilled onto the tables of count centres the length and breadth of the country, but they saved their loudest roar for last. The writing really has been on the wall all day, but it took
the official announcement here at Dublin Council to rubber stamp the 34th Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which of course paves the way for same-sex marriage in this country. Everyone is proud to be Irish today, particularly those who waited so long to be considered equals.
The homophobia is no longer a safe haven for prejudice. That's over. Those days are over. It's so much more than marriage.
I think it's brilliant. Like, the support people are showing is just fantastic.
Well, I get to go to Reese's wedding, so that's all I'm thinking about. I get to sing at the wedding, I get to dance at the wedding, and no one's going to say anything different about it, so that's all good.
A large screen with an interactive map of Ireland has been the main focal point here at Dublin Castle all day. All of the constituencies on it are lit up in green, except for Roscommon South Leitrim. The people there said no, but every other constituency voted overwhelmingly in favour of same-sex marriage. The party is now in full swing, as you can probably hear from behind me here, and I suspect Irish wedding planners are about to have a very busy summer. That's it from me here, Brendan. So it's back to you in studio.
Thanks a million, Frank. Well, the streets of Dublin are full of people this evening celebrating this monumental moment in Ireland's history. One of the leading voices of the Yes campaign has been mobbed at Dublin Castle after making a highly anticipated appearance, panty teetered across town, followed by a cohort of supporters. 90LFM's Maria Shannon is also at Dublin Castle.
Jubilant scenes here at Dublin Castle as Ireland has legalised same-sex marriage. The announcement was made a short time ago by the returning officer, Rhianna Nealanala. Throughout the day, campaigners for the Yes side were being cheered on by the crowd. One of them was Candy, who teetered into a roaring reception.
I think the future for like young LGBT people is incredible now in this country. It's a whole other world for them. They'll be growing up in a country where they're going to uncles' weddings and cousins' weddings, and it'll be the most normal and ordinary thing in the world. They'll be growing up in a country which absolutely on every level treats its LGBT citizens exactly the same as everybody else.
The party has well and truly started here in Dublin Castle and around the city. It's expected to last well into the night. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
Well, two groups of people in particular are being thanked for their part in helping win the referendum. More than 27,000 young people voted for the first time ever yesterday, and thousands more who live abroad came home as well. Mark Govran from Belgard travelled back from Australia.
The whole Come Home to Vote campaign has really given the campaign a last-minute momentum. Expats coming back from as far away as Australia, Nepal, Uganda, they've all come back to Dublin. They're going to cast their vote, and it demonstrated how passionate young people are about their country.
And check out 90LFM.com to see some powerful images from today and to see how the world is reacting to the news. We're going to leave you now with just some of the emotional reactions from today.
I wanna make a change for once in my life.
It's a completely historic day.
I'm so proud to be Irish.
It's gonna feel real good.
It feels like a weight's been off my shoulders.
Make it right.
It's really hitting the heart really hard, because like I was expecting it to be so close.
Just so proud of the people from, you know, all backgrounds, mothers, fathers, sons, brothers, sisters, everybody got out and showed their support yesterday for the people they love.
I can't describe what this feeling is. Incredible. I've cried about four times today already.
It's the country we were born in and raised in. I've just stood up as one and said, we accept you for who you are. And it's very moving to finally know that you're respected in the place where you're from.
It's gonna feel real good. Some more.
2014, the year of the selfie, Garth Brooks, and the Ice Bucket Challenge. And it was the year 98FM brought you unforgettable radio.
So the people of Dublin have spoken.
You chose your favourite for the 98FM Best of Dublin Awards.
Thanks to 98FM.
You won Ray Foley's €5,000 free money minute.
It's the Whalers!
Yeah!
You won €5,000 on 98FM.
Adrian Kennedy got Dublin talking.
Good morning. Welcome to 98FM's Dublin Talks.
We brought you 98FM's Naked Breakfast.
Thank you so much for wearing clothes. We really appreciate it.
Derek Quilty gave you the big ride home.
Hello, Dublin.
We made you a Las Vegas VIP.
Oh, my God!
You're going to Las Vegas!
Flew you across the world.
You're going to Egypt!
And brought you the biggest stars.
I'm Ed Sheeran, 98FM.
And just wait until you see what we've planned for 2015. Keep it here this new year. Dublin's best music mix, 98FM.